Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Walter Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called brahman appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a sovereign of lineage training wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not part of the form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their lives have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas, the one surpassed as perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not accepted. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamagate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, the Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas,
Tino jayagi tiso te tata rotsas. Enza na tanga zogi alia kanji chu chinye che singe de raji karo la penpa chi yunbi tuyanda la chi gu yaya sangwe ni chi. Nyeba to gu gorsi la.
So it is very important to know that, you know, explain and explaining the teaching and listening to the teaching is to benefit ourselves and to benefit ourselves and as well as infinite sentient beings.
Ne tinju ji pemba do ye de kari kari che de sul kari che ne pengo re ka ka pengo re se so na ne ma so mundo ji de la pengo re sa la.
So how does, you know, this benefit is, it will benefit towards whatever we are trying to avoid. What we are trying to avoid is the pain and the sufferings.
Ani goya de dewa singe de rani na goba singe de taibu singe tangi goba chire insan taibu singe tangi dongye singe tangi da taibu singe tangi dewa zhu de jingan ne ngi chige yin da as tenri ji lo yabo ji jiru chen kan zhe yabo yo kan zhe nga jiwa la sangye de ji yungu de ji da da sa la.
So that, you know, pain and suffering we try to avoid, you know, at any methods. And also same, you know, for the infinite sentient beings and the happiness, you know, that we seek, you know, also is same toward the, you know, infinite sentient beings. So, you know, we, by listening this teaching and explaining this teaching, you know, we try to motivate that, you know, by doing this, it bring benefit to us and as well as, you know, bring benefit to infinite sentient beings. So then we should also, you know, think that, you know, how wonderful if my mind is under the full influence of, you know, love.
Tendu chin le sona ngala shulo yi ji gamma gada dedu ge na ju khante sona nga zei ngon ro ta di kanga ngai gi khar sa ta nyen de chi chagro.
So if our mind is under the influence of love, then, you know, whoever I see, you know, we see either a close one or a distance one, you know, we will see as a same sentient beings who want to avoid suffering and who seeking happiness, same like ourselves.
Tendu ki tsewa teki sime ini taiba sanje tangje ge ini dyanda che ge shangchu ki sen sing de ji yona che ma rong sang de ji.
So, you know, so to obtain, you know, this kind of, you know, mind, you know, we try our best by listening to the teaching and as well as explaining the teaching.
This is just some bonus.
So in order to generate this kind of great mind, we do a brief meditation.
Okay,
so if we obtain a mind that, you know, that cherish, you know, other more than ourselves, then, you know, what we're going to, how we're going to act or how we're going to do.
So,
what we're going to listen and what we're going to explain is the path which, the previous Buddha practice and obtain Buddhahood, and the present, Buddhas also practice and obtain Buddhahood, and future Buddhas will also practice this path, and through this path, attain the Buddhahood.
Sati tongpa te nye, chu xie de kare xie gore se so na, tanda nga zong ki rekhi zong ki, kyu lomba na no thoma ta yi chu de nye xie gore se.
So, first chapter is about the, you know, a teaching which, you know, which come from, you know, Swamiji's country is a, in India.
Ani tene ani jaga ge bendu ge ma so pe ne pe ani pe ne ani pe ge bendu so ge ani nyasala ne ani tanaga so kanshi bin ori chimo se tene chung ba res.
And later on, the great Indian pandit or the Nalanda masters, you know, practice and bring this teaching to Tibet, and many Tibetan masters also, you know, practice and obtain, you know, realizations. So this is called the stages of the path to enlightenment. And second, you know, the many practitioners that practice and obtain, you know, realizations, and they found, this, and it did the, you know, path from the base beginning to the Buddhahood, and, you know, show us the instruction. So this is the instruction written by the masters of Tibet.
In such a somebody, Shushing is Kanesh, Yang is Kanesh, Yogur, Sebanes, or the any, Nimachi in Rundusho, Shawakanga, any Yaro scenario, Kanji Gayshola, any Guegi, a chance for the any, such a somebody, some shares.
So the third chapter is if this teaching possesses this kind of greatness, then how we explain and how one explain and how one listen to this great teaching is in the third chapter. It reveals that, you know, in our everyday life, where whatever we do, we sit, we walk, or we sleep, you know, at any time, how we have to behave, you know, how we have to interact through our three doors is instruct here. So the fourth chapter is the, you know, main actual text. So you know, how one should begin the practice from beginning to the end. So this has two parts, you know. So if one asks, you know, what is this two part, then what would be our answer? So the two part, first thing is, you know, reliance on the guru or the instructor. So, you know, utter reliance on the guru or the instructor, then, you know, how should we train our mind? So it has three different scopes of a practitioner. So the beginner scope is common to middle and the advanced, and middle also common to the common practice to all, and the practitioners.
Do you know what you be changing to some other location when you're not all kit and that cuts a shoot a jubi chung and lingerie but chandelers.
So even though all this stage of practice are important, but for us, the beginner's practice or the instruction is more urgent at our beginner's time. So we mostly are in the 40s and 50s here. So first, enemy we have to face how to counteract with the first enemy we face is instruct in the beginner's stage of the path. So to defeat that enemy, what kind of armors and weapons we need to acquire. So before we go to the battle, first we need to know who is the enemy, and what kind of who is the enemy, and how we can defeat that enemy. We need to learn.
Dating hunzi cheyo de dating la chunsan tshe zona ani jiwa shema ngesu de cheye ye ani nyomo bi dating re sala.
So the so to recognize the the enemy is the the defilements or the delusions that will, you know, lead us to lower existence.
Then drugi nyomo bi drati hi drati kate yung to ki tanda la ani lhari chon ma hi sabo chene son shang ide ni ngaso gyan lan le to go war sa.
So to counteract with this, you know, enemy, the method are, you know, precisely mentioned in the Lamrim.
Tino le tombo ngaso ki chue de kare le go sa so na ni rani ni chug ba de ma de me de ki chue le go se de kase chwa ma ta ba ma de be ni mi se de la.
So what are the, you know, what is the main fault, you know, is, you know, as mentioned before, that we don't cultivate the, you know, mindfulness of death. That is the, you know, main fault.
Ani chowa mandaba ge tena keson kare yore sa la wede ani sachi ni bakasin ro sa.
So the second is that, you know, what kind of advantages is there to cultivate mindfulness of death.
Ani chowa mandaba tembe lo che na kare lo kande chile chowa mandaba tembe lo se ge se de ya ro sa.
So how then, how to develop the mindfulness of death, and to identify the development of the mindfulness of death, so that all we pass, you know, last time.
The Dinzi the Jo Rani Shigwala Majewaji Shina Jewalin Bala Shine and Gayu Chalani to the Yimbahasana.
So as mentioned last time, you know, we should not be afraid of death. And we should be afraid of, you know, after we die, you know, we should be afraid that if we fall in the lower existence.
On the Tinduji Lochila Chow Mataba Timbelo Sevena, on a Nete Gandhi Kato Ganja Gurus, Lazona, and such as about the Raw.
So, if that is identified or that's called the mindfulness of death, then, you know, the, how to cultivate the mindfulness of death that we left here last time. So if we read through the text, it is very easy to understand. So we read through the text, how to cultivate mindfulness of death. Cultivate this by way of the three roots, nine reasons, and three decisions. Three roots, and three roots part into, you know, each root has three parts. So this nine reason or whatever is called the contemplating on the nine rounds of the mindfulness of death.
So this
chapter, you know, is especially, you know, unique instruction of the Lama Tsongkhapa. So we read the text. The three roots are: death is certain, the time of death is uncertain, and at the time of death, nothing happens and nothing helps except religious practice. So these are the three root.
Tangato kangachi pare nyone manje de de nyoe ba de ne ja sha yere ma do ngone che na this is lord phasin ne ni gangja go war sala.
So we all are same, you know, you know, we are lazy and not trying to put into implementation or practice. So, you know, we just, you know, left there as we read. You know, if we really practice, then we need to meditate on this, you know, things.
Chū kānti chakurasana, chū chēdi gāngyokurasana, bēti lōni chaman tāchi yorolāda. Gāng mācchana pēchī chū chēga mārēsālāna rīgēsālāda.
So as, you know, mentioned before, that, you know, religious practice means meditation, you know. If one is not meditating, then, you know, we can say that, you know, he is not practicing religion.
Tangazu ki de jin ma ta gha jo gure gha jo na khan jo gure se di be de la dong jin ne twa tong go ra la da de jin ma ta wa che ti jin jin ne de ni ma je wa che.
So if that is the case, then how we should meditate, then, you know, without the, you know, text, we cannot able to meditate because we have no, you know, memorize or no habituated with all these, you know, details and the subjects. So, you know, when we try to close the book and try to meditate, then we are like a amputee who is doing a rock climbing. So, you know, that Rinpoche said, you know, that we all are like this, and Rinpoche said, maybe not, you know, Rinpoche is like that, but, you know, you guys, maybe some of you might be meditating, so he can say we all. So we have a, you know, habit, you know, bad habit that, you know, we ourselves don't implement any of the, you know, instruction in the, you know, in the teaching, you know, and pretend ourselves as a religious practitioner, and, you know, something went wrong, then we blame to the religious, you know, teaching, and as well as the Buddhas and, you know, those, you know, masters, that, you know, I'm a religious practitioner and I am doing this, this, and, you know, all these bad things happen, you know, and we blame to the Buddhas and the teachings. That is how we behave.
That's how was long till I just saw some cheddar. Tombola sonche, any Tombo tell me, Carta, should that Nepayola, Tenya Chenkong and Dodo Meba sing it.
So we read through the text, you know, as mentioned earlier, this three root, first root has three parts, second root has three parts, and third root has three parts. We read through the text, the contemplations that death is certain. Meditation on the certainty of the death has three parts. The Lord of death will definitely come, and therefore cannot be avoided. Our lifetime cannot be extended and constantly diminishes. And while you are alive, there is little time for religious practice.
네 슬레임바 사제 대해서 코로나 이미 코로나 따운데 변 샘플을 평온다 네 단달을 판 중에 쉬고 줘야서네 되지 들으송도 남았지
So you know the chapters are very important here in the Lamrim when you just you know recall the chapter it immediately you know recall the parts of the chapter and the content of the chapter so it really impacts in our mind
ti nyeta shiwa mareta da ngoso sachi khorono ko achi ta tare so la da
and you know Rinpoche is not just you know making it this up we can see you know as we read the chapter and the parts coming you know how wonderful it is
da ini kanrindo de marasa na ini luk jenda si jawa la jang ni chwa won de sa ma da be chung de sa kaya sanje rang sanje sanje nang ji ni te jang sa gulin de ni pon ze na jo phe ba me ji go she sung so sung de
read the text the contemplation that the Lord of death will definitely come and therefore cannot be avoided. No matter what kind of body you assume at birth, death comes, the collection of indicated verses. In all the Buddhas and their particular Buddhas and the Sharvaka disciples left their bodies, what can be said about ordinary beings?
Mm-hmm. 변한데기 저한테 나선도로 변은 저런 추구에서나 시다 시행함도 저런 된서 가려요. 아니 저런 지 주보시오 야보인 배 된서 예배 가르치는 저런 된서 예 나와이나
So this question need to be asked you know ourselves you know we are not scared of death and what kind of confidence you have, you know, why you are not afraid of death, you know.
Tanga suki tari mo tagu maari, pena dache tenpa shache toba ye, ini chua mebe doji yuko nye re sa laure da, gomba zubi su ten roa sa.
And you don't have to look very far, you know, looking at our, you know, our teacher, the Buddha, you know, even though Buddha has obtained the Buddhahood and obtained the, you know, diamond-like, you know, body, but, you know, Buddha demonstrated the, you know, passing into parinirvana for us.
Mm-hmm. 근데 되는 자가게 변했다. 걔는 좀 공부를도 딱 시작하셔라. 로 주자식을 세고 있는 데는 손이 미상지마도 요 말아.
And as well as the great master of the Nalandas, the Nagarjuna, you know, it is said that Nagarjuna lived for 600 years, but you know, nowadays, you know, we cannot able to, you know, get the blessings of the Nagarjuna. He also passed into parinirvana.
Nizana kono ye tanda yonsu ye ni matabe tsungi te pet kode bando wala da. Pena sanje da rang sanje da sanje da nyo to teta ye ni kulin de paane ni chewa ye ni zipan zego ya suna nga son da te hiye go maro as.
So, you know, as mentioned here in the verses, you know, if all the Buddhas and their you know, disciples, particular Buddhas, all those, masters left their body, you know, then, you know, we, what kind of confidence we have that we won't die.
That Tombo Tindri Soma, Liu Kandra Chilean Soma, any Machida Desa Mepati, thank you, Bachi.
So it's definite that, you know, any kind of body, you know, we assume, you know, is, you know, there is no place that to avoid the death.
다 이 간도 대장은 치와원에서 네 대니래 아마 답이 손에 간도 내나 치외 미시비 사쇼 되네 여보 많이 돼서 바나라메 장수나나메 주원어 제세드 슈나오미 시시송소송도
Again, read the text. No matter where you stay, death comes. The same text says, you know, somewhere to live that is unharmed by death. Such a place does not exist. It does not exist in space. It does not exist in sea, nor if you stay in the midst of mountains. These are easy to understand, so you don't need an explanation. Read the text again. Death's destructions of living being is no different at any point in the past or future. The same text says, the wise know that all who have come and will come perish. Leave this body and go to next life. Therefore, be sure to engage in pure behaviors by abiding in the teaching.
Dombo lu kandu chile na desa yo marichi. Ne kandu chile chewa le na yo mishi desa yo marichi. Ta du hansi kandu chile chewa le na yo mishi desa yo marichi.
So the first things is no matter what kind of body you possess, you know, you cannot avoid death. And the second is, in what kind of place, you know, you exist, you know, you cannot avoid death. And what kind of time you, in what kind of time, you know, you are in, you know, you cannot avoid death. The body and the, you know, place and the time.
Since Sojan Jumbo Tanshi Shema Taji Wan Lane, Jobe Juba, Taujin Dobang, Nojin Dobang, Zeta Hada, Menojin Doba Lawan, and Maino, also the Jibuchim.
Read the text again. You do not escape by fleeing from death, nor can you turn death away by such things as mantras. The advice to the King Sutra says, for example, four great mountains from the four directions, being hard, firm, solid, cold, indestructible, unsplitable, without fissures, extremely resilient and massed into one, rise up into the sky and destroy the earth. All the grasses, trees, trunks, branches, leaves, and all sentient beings, living beings, and creatures are crushed to dust. When these mountains come, it will not be easy to quickly run away or to turn them away with force, wealth, magic substances, mantras, or medicine.
Great King.
So here, that's for example, like mentioned here. If the four mountains from four directions, you know, come down, then what kind of, you know, how we, you know, get away from this thing. So if Rinpoche, for example, if Rinpoche was there, then he will just cover his head with his shawl and, you know, just cry there. Can do nothing. So that's true, you know, other than that, it's unavoidable. So if this comes, then maybe, you know, America's nuclear bomb can destroy it. He don't think so. So, and also the planes can, you know, can pull away. Maybe not, because, you know, it says, you know, the mountain is, you know, reaching the sky. So this, that mountain, you know, like impermanence of death comes, then, you know, like mentioned here, force, wealth, magic, mantras, medicine, you know, nothing helps. Mm-hmm. And you know, explanation will be coming, follow up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the, you know, citation from the sutras.
Mm-hmm.
So read the text. In the same way, these four fried comes and it is not easy to quickly run away or to turn them away with force, wealth, substances, mantras, and medicine. What are the force? They are aging, sicknesses, death, and decay. Great King, aging comes and destroys youth. Sickness comes and destroys health. Decay comes and destroys all that is excellent, and death comes and destroys life. It is not easy to quickly run away from them or to turn them away with force or wealth or to quell them with substances, mantras or medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So these four mountains, you know, is an analogy of, you know, like mentioned here, you know, birth, old age, sickness, and death.
Governance. So chiwane suon jung pa mung de es. Tata la ne jubi trubang, tau jin dobang, no jin lubang, ane zedang ma dang mien na ji, ji, lawa ne ma yin no, shi sun su wang sa de.
So when this, you know, comes, you know, it destroys, you know, everything, and nothing helps, you know. Mentioned here the force, wealth, spells, substances, mantras, medicines, nothing helps. So this is easy to understand, and it is also obvious that you know we all understand that you know aging cannot you know overcome and so on.
But the now and in the case. Name a jungle said the children, Nasa singing also, Chitila and Juegi, Tanichi Chavo or Rosalat.
So the sicknesses, we try, immediate sicknesses or the acute sicknesses, try to cure.
Chinela any jutung is such a legitimate do as a lot.
Though, if the sicknesses of death comes, nothing helps at that time.
The Gibo Pisons of a city, Casimago Casilla, she been a Jupian or the non Osho Casetana and coming young human on each year, Maduasa.
So the excellent means that, your success in all the fields, there is a limitation, You reach in a certain degrees of success, then gradually, it come to the end.
You don't have to give us a dependent on the Magusha and Masodi Ambassador, say the Chenangas of Baby Tanyan and Chegulada.
So, usually, in Tibetan language that some is a thar means flourish and gu means weaken.
Now, Pesano Pena Rani Chinzi, Gupakin to Gores, Edini, Ran Chinzi, the Tamidiba Kanga, you Gores, Lady, could Tamidiba Kain, pneumonia, carpet in the Jayas.
So, and in the text, self-centeredness is the weakness of all. That means, it can be from the, mental emotions to, it can be or any of the weaknesses. So if we sum up, then all the prosperities of the mundane world is unreliable. That is the main point here.
Take a carapent over the sana, pick it, you do meron and chi. Tempo being engines on a so you look, you pick it, cha zimbati shoot on the doors.
So, if we really understand that, the mundane, prosperity, whatever wealth, fame, and so on, everything is, there is no satisfaction and unreliable. If we know this, then we will loosen our grief of clinging or grasping toward those things. It will be decrease.
슈네 타니 마제기 기로와 슈이 노론 슈지 강에 오게 먼저 강에 대해서 오고 왔습니다. 그죠?
So all our, you know, problems in our life, you know, trouble in our life, all happen, you know, because of not understanding the reality of all these, you know, things that, you know, we try to, you know, try to have a strong grasping toward those things.
Pena chesa na shena ji jika pensula ma je chungsa shena ka je no no some thing you mo che ode shi yu gu ba la dang zi shu cha ta chen ma shi yu pensu la dang zi cha ta chen ka tan men de yong
wa and you know from you know bigger from, you know, a nation to nation's conflict, and as the smallest from, you know, individual conflicts, all this happen because not knowing the reality of the external, you know, external prosperity or the, you know, not knowing the limitations.
This is only the movie Nessie Tena Pene, Semba Joat, Anton Chisongo Ramato, Kuchi Kepachi, Semba Pimbichi, the Soma, the movie Nessie Tela Giba in Bisonichi Mares.
So these instructions are, you know, basis on the, you know, reality, you know, investigate and, you know, realize, you know, that kind of instruction, not a mere, you know, some scholars, you know, thoughts or, you know, viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. Marotiki, Susulama Pode, Sanachi Tondala, then they give out the penna, Matsu Penna Chanason Lade, Matsolo Chundi Padi and the Yaman, Chanasolo Chundi Padi, the Tandachi Tasson, the Jin, Hanan Pedra, she Pedra Sayin and Devon Rogin, Joandro Sandola.
So, this what I mentioned here, you know, this is obvious, you know, we can directly experience, and, you know, we don't have a, you know, a childhood's picture, but you guys might have. And if you look at the, you know, your young age and now's picture, there is an unbelievable change.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, you know, mountain from the east, you know, come up and, you know, nothing stop it, like, you know, aging.
Ji ya lo chengwa le di ji chasi mena sa menge ji ya cha san do wa la ta.
And, you know, different from the young age, right now, you know, all our muscles and joints also aching.
Te no shu no yunbi na yi re te yi, sakang ko ka tu ya ma le sa.
And this is the mountain from the west come up and you know, nobody able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So like these four mountains, you know, pounding on us and, you know, decaying all our, destroying our all excellence. But, you know, we have yet not realized and, you know, not scared of those, you know, mountains.
And this,
you know, mentioned here, what is happened and is happening are, you know, so obvious that, you know, we can see and also we can pinpoint. So no matter how much, you know, instruct from the, you know, teaching, Rinpoche said, for him, nothing affects, you know, nothing, you know, happening, changing, going on his mind. So how about you guys, or we are? Forget about, you know, afraid of these mountains, and also, you know, he don't know, Rinpoche don't know, his consciousness is still you know, remaining in his body or not, he can't feel anything. Why is that so? So because until now, you know, nobody, you know, nobody able to discipline our, you know, three doors.
So isn't
that true that up to, you know, now, you know, we don't dictate our mind, we don't control our mind, and we let our mind wander wherever, you know, it wants. We just let go. So because of that, you know, how much, you know, teaching we receive, how much instruction we got, nothing, you know, effect in our mind. So therefore, you know, like mentioned by the masters, that, you know, we meditate and at the same time, you know, do the purifications of our, you know, negativities, and you know, do the practice to accumulate the, you know, merits, so that we will success in our meditation.
Ani chowa the kangi chen doba mebari lao doi na ga chu chen karche kursa lao na chu su ki chowa the khatun rosa re bala ta.
So then, you know, if you guys might ask, you know, the death is, you know, unavoidable. It is, you know, nothing can stop it. So, you know, what is the benefit to do the, you know, religious practice? That would be the question. So, if we remember the, you know, earlier part of this chapter, then, you know, answer we already discussed before.
So,
the answer would be, you know, this four mountain will crush me and, you know, it will kill me. But, you know, I will try my best that I will try not to fall into the lower existence or the unfortunate realms.
Ani tindri yina bina sanje yi doji kunye batayang chewa mataba yi ondan dosu ten gubudu techana shu pento masong asa lasar wala tachu.
So then another question might arise that, you know, even the Buddhas, you know, obtain the diamond-like body, but, you know, they demonstrate to pass into parinirvana. If that is the case, then, you know, seems like nothing much effect.
Tila chunjine yomaris pinarawa yungye chinsona masala ji bhavada ya nankala dobatan pachi gandwa na chiba mengi suni jirawala da rahon yasuna.
So then, you know, the answer is, you know, they have, you know, they are, Buddhas are not like us, you know, they have control, you know, in themselves. We don't have, we are reborn, or we born not by our choice, by the force of karma and the defilements. So, you know, if we have the choice, you know, then, you know, like Buddhas, then it doesn't matter whether you, you know, go underneath the earth or whether you stay in the space or above, you know, it doesn't matter. You got the choice, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Bena sache nyohan nibi pumbo segura, ta kanja nga chong yinru rigi ki shatra dunji ji pumbo de pangsa chinche la eni dunri gi namba sheba de pumbo de le shu su na ki nga chong gi ki jensha saba ki kuyane bena changgo nda wujero bena saba ki kuyane ko jemo lo beso nji ma do ki nga chong gi nangi gi ki chua de lu di nyoh goye ye ma le sa la.
So for those Buddhas, you know, Bodhisattvas or the Buddhas who have, you know, who are not under the domain of karma and the defilements, then, you know, even though they come into a human existence and they have the human body made out of bones and flesh and so on, but, you know, they don't have the suffering like we do. So they come into different birth by their choice is like changing, you know, costume as the dancer or the theater performer changes the costume. It is like that for them. The every birth is like changing a costume.
Tundu jeba, kari tundu jeba, kari jene kote tundu jego uore se zona, ane, ta, ngazo ki pene, shenye tinsi nangi shiwa nangi ki, ane, duja kanla kandu juchu, ane, chu tundu namba la tene pe go uore se.
So why they have to do like that, you know? So the answer would be, like we discuss in the, you know, reliance on the guru. So, you know, so they come in a different form, you know, because, you know, of the different mental inclination or the dispositions of the, you know, sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. On just saying that how you know, any three years only, then any two part time about two hours yearly. But the 3 years, ah, the sad the door, the chain the so far, the day, ah, 3 years, then the 10 hours yearly.
So you know, there is a bodhisattva's, you know, level. There is a realization when they obtain that realization, then, you know, they can come into an emanation of, you know, of different life forms, and also like you know, in the appears in the emanation of like a, you know, earth, like a bridge, like a mountain, like a rock, anything they can appear in the form of anything as their emanation.
Pena shangshu senpa sa tongpo ne sa chibi pa de yente sa tongpo tongpo sa kuma kuma tao yente kaso la yene chupa la chang mienpa tui tuye ki yente yang chiba chiba tonde ki chiba cha cha yore sa.
And in the bodhisattva's level, you know, there are different bhumis or the different levels of the bodhisattva's realization, from the first you know, bhumi to the tenth bhumi, and so on. So they have different, you know, levels of you know, realization. So, you know, some can emanate into an infinite, you know, emanation.
Tinge dhagasya pena pangla toso na jaga na chigi dunghe te pangu rase na kor sunga re papa nada gawa na chigi dunghe zene pang se na pangla singe toso na tanji dene shi yogi jaga na chigi dunghe te nyogo ma re la ta.
So that Rinpoche is not making up, and in the teaching it says that, you know, when we obtain the bhumi of the Arya, you know, Arya beings, you know, the realization of, you know, the direct, you know, realization of emptiness in that, you know, level, they don't have to go through the suffering of, you know, birth, old age, and death.
Tendriki yente yoyogi tanda la ngaso nga tandi lewa nagi ngaso ka sashu kati kar ja gor sa zona ani jowa shima ani betya tanda nagi ge kanje tambi chu duwa ge leten thoye ge thoki ang gor sa na.
So to obtain that kind of you know, quality of the most you know, urgent thing you know, we have to do is you know, not to fall into a lower existence in our next life, you know, in to be our next life to be born as a, you know, human birth, like at the present time, and met a, you know, authentic instructors or the gurus, and able to practice the Dharma, and then, you know, life after life getting better and better.
Yes, Jose, and the subject of Louis. Come on, you see, Nessa. Tata Chuan Ji Pashi goes, Chuka Mitsuashi go by Las, Uku Tele Dotes, Tata Minji, Chuka Tonas, Simon de Bassons was. There's Tanga Zumbin Gulos.
So we read the text again. Kamaba said, "Now we should not be affronted by death. At the time of death, we should be fearless. But we are the opposite. We are not afraid now, and at the moment of death, we dig our fingernails into our chests." So we stop here, and if you guys have any questions, we can do one question.
Yep.
I heard that the Dharma will eventually reach a point where it degenerates, degenerate times it degenerates. And is that true? And if it is, what can we do to prevent the degeneration of the Dharma in our own practice and in our own lives.
Takugula Jizama and Sanjay Gitembadi Namshine and Jigdogre like those and the Unerves and the Jigdwegi, Jigmadwegi, Tendala, Susugune, Bezuche, Yorves, Yanani, Chida Jiwaina, Susu, Susugi, Mula, and it Tembani, Tapshidovich, Yorves.
Judge Sanjay, then
So it says, you know, since Buddha come to India, after that, you know, Buddha's teaching will remain for, you know, 500 years. After that, you know, teaching will disappear.
Then do you temper then? Majaba Tachuna Cassina, shake a use and rotary. Pitch it, certainly you in the lady and a dialect to measure that to some moment. Sanjay, you temper near the manessing day any dua.
So we have not much time to elaborate. So anyway, you know, whether the Buddha's teaching remain or not, it solely depend on the, depend on the practice of the, you know, giving the monks and the nuns ordination. So if you know new ordination cannot be performed at that time, the teaching is not remain.
Dirmado Kaza, Digijul Sanji Jitemba Mebuchasa, Yomarisalat.
That's the general, you know, thing, whether the Buddha's teaching remain or not, but from the individual side, you know, if there is no that kind of teaching, but you know, Buddha's teaching may be, you know, practicing by individual. It didn't mention the demarcation of the individual side.
So this
fortunate eon, you know, there will be thousands of Buddhas, you know, appearing. So the third Buddha, you know, at that time, you know, many Buddhist sattvas also, you know, present at the time of the fourth Buddha, Shakyamuni's time. So our, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni is the fourth Buddhas of this fortunate eons among thousand Buddhas, and you know, future Buddha would be the is called the Chidun Chambagumbo, and I think it's the Maitreya Buddha will appear in future.
Nasu Jawar Masuni Cheshuchi Jawar Sambi Doji Dilan Chungo Kodi Negosi Tikola Jetuagi Jawar Shuchimbo Jagola Tejona Sanjay Mosanjiva Insana Tesi Androagi Jawar Chambo Yavis.
So, you know, it is said that, you know, we will try our best to have a special, you know, to do a special practice to reborn at the, you know, future Buddha's time. So, you know, if we able to reborn at the, you know, future Buddha appears at that time, then we can able to met the, you know, future Buddha. And because of the power of the, you know, Buddha's side, there is a, you know, great opportunity that, you know, we will be able to obtain certain degrees of realizations if we could able to reborn at that time.
I listened a couple of days ago to His Holiness, and he was speaking about the spiritual practice, which Vijay is talking about, which is the only thing that will help us at the end of this lifetime. And he broke it down into three different categories. He didn't say meditation. He basically said there was a philosophy side, there was a spiritual side, and then there's a religious side. And the best explanation I can counter is that religious may not be the best term to be used, because philosophy is what you know, but you're not practicing, you know. And this is what he said. And then he also said that from a spiritual point, it's all about just pure logic, you know. It has nothing to do with morality or nothing to do with ethics or anything like that. Not religious in any way at all. So Dharma can also be sort of has nothing to do with God or anything at all. It can be just sort of scientific, actually. And then there's the religious part, which is having faith and having, you know, your whatever it is, your belief and your conviction and your all that. So I think the word, the terminology, and what we understand it to be is quite different. Even Pemba, our interpreter over there, told us that religion, the word religion, actually isn't a Tibetan word. It's not actually. It's just a reference of terms that actually mean other things. And so I don't know if that's the right thing, but in meditation, he says meditation as being the spiritual practice. That gives me a better perspective, but that's what I learned in the last couple of days, and I just wanted to see what he thought about those distinctions that His Holiness made about what the spiritual practice is, the definition of what religious practice or spiritual practice or just, you know, just a philosophy practice.
It's a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a comment or thoughts. I don't know. I will ask. Tā kōkē lāyā lā, tā īshē nyamdō kēchā shē yīnsi, āni kōnzu kēchū dī nyamdō kēchā, pēmbā nyamdō kēchā shē yīnsi, āni kōnzu kī kālūp chī pōla dūs, āni nāngbē chū dī, āni pā chā chā wā, āni chā sūm lā chē kī rē yīnsi, chīk chā nā nāngbē kī, āni chū dī, āni cēmbā chīk dī cēng rī kī rē yīnsi, āni nāngbē kī dī cēmbā chīk dī, āni tadub res, and samba chik di chöra res, any kundu ki sungshas, any tadub di da, any tsenrik di, any suki chana digre, any nangbe ki chö di, and nangbarangi, imadu shambal chido yoma res, nangbarangi chigo echi res, any chidangi bimba ki layala, any chidangi nangbe ki chö ki nanglo, inji ki religion lai di nangbe ki mingsik bulai yoma res, in nangbe ki chö di chös ke nidhidhau lagi ma res. Ani kusho ki lagi dua, ani gom gaya di any churches and a thought for Gumja, like it was. And then the Zama, any the Kola, Nevaya, which yes, was that children, Gumja, the real little Kola, the Neva, Shuchir Doge, Kunya, in Kola Neva, Shuchir Doge, Dosnos, and the Candares, and Jonathan Zushi gave a Tiwa in Valley, and called Tiwa Doge, yes. So we are out of time. If you don't mind, he will put a note and try to explain next time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So we'll do the dedication as usual, as always, that, you know, until now, I have not any progress because, you know, I have not practiced the mindfulness of death. So, you know, now on, you know, I will make supplication toward the lineage gurus and the Buddhas that, you know, I am able to practice this, you know, impermanence of mindfulness and impermanence of death, and, you know, and, you know, success in my practice. So, you know, seek the blessing of the lineage gurus and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So, dedicate all this for the purpose of developing the mindfulness of death.